it's been a good season for the endangered piping plover. Populations of the tiny migrating shorebirds that like to nest in the sandy beaches of southern and mid-coast Maine during the summer were dangerously low a few years ago. But this year, thanks in large part to local communities, monitors have observed the highest numbers on record. Tom Porter visited one of those communities.
Ryan Wynn walks along Ferry Beach in Scarborough towards Western Beach, which lies adjacent to it. Both shorelines, he says, are favourite summer nesting places for piping plovers. Wynn is the beach monitoring coordinator for the town of Scarborough. He was hired last spring to keep an eye on shorebird nesting areas and educate the public about how they can avoid harming the piping plovers, small white-breasted creatures with matchstick legs.
It's been a good 15 months. You can look at the numbers. We've had increased fledgling rates, increased number of pairs on our beaches. The amount of volunteers we've been getting for the town program has increased steadily since last year.
Wynn oversees 46 volunteers covering Scarborough's four beaches. One of them is retired schoolteacher Glenys Chabot, who patrols nearby Higgins Beach twice a day from April until September. She looks for nests and is also there to educate members of the public, especially dog owners.
People are not sign readers. You know, we have signs posted everywhere. I understand that because I'm not a real sign reader. You know, don't put anything up at Hannaford you want me to read because I'll never see it.
The killing of a nesting plover 2 years ago by an unleashed dog on Pine Point Beach resulted in a new town beach ordinance restricting canine activity. Half of Higgins Beach is now closed to dogs over the summer, says Chabot, while the other half allows supervised pets off the leash between 7 and 9 a.m. No dogs at all are permitted anywhere on the beach between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. when they're allowed back for a further 3 hours, as long as they're leashed. Chabot says most local residents are now aware of the rules and follow them. But it's often a different story, she says, for summer visitors.
We have so many new people here every day that aren't aware of the rules, and so we talk to a lot of people.
And what's the response you typically get?
A lot of support, a lot of thank yous for doing this.
But not everyone was happy with the prospect of new restrictions.
Certainly there was resistance.
Scarborough town manager Tom Hall says there was no question that action had to be taken. The dog attack incurred the wrath of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, which threatened the town with a $12,000 fine. Hall says the crafting of the ordinance was something of a balancing act.
Oftentimes my job, I do find myself trying to find that happy place in the middle. And our beaches are something that, for obvious reasons, everyone wants access to. And I think this is a demonstration that there are ways to craft public policy and rules and regulations that achieve that level of balance. Is everyone happy entirely? Probably not.
Certainly the feds were not entirely happy, says Hall. They would prefer no unleashed dogs on the beach at all during that critical nesting period. Nevertheless, they still welcome the new ordinance and dropped the threat of a fine. And they may be encouraged by the latest statewide numbers, which show 62 nesting pairs of piping plovers and 121 fledgling chicks, the best figures since intensive monitoring began in 1981, says Laura Zitsky from the Maine Audubon's Piping Plover and Lease Tern project. She says the results are in large part due to the hard work of people in places like Scarborough.
We have people in all the communities really taking ownership over the beach and over the birds and watching out for them and educating people.
Meanwhile, back on Western Beach in Scarborough, it looks like the remainder of this season's piping plovers have departed, explains Ryan Wynn as he points to the stretch of sand where the last nest had been.
When did you last see one here?
A couple days ago.
Mm.
So I think it's pretty safe to say that they've flown the coop.
Summer is over. It's
Summer
official.
Is over. The plovers are gone.
Gone south, he says, heading to the mid-Atlantic before wintering in the Bahamas. Not a bad life if you can avoid the predators. For MPBN News, I'm Tom Porter.